On. We all set? Can everyone hear me okay? All right, my name is John Vogt. I'm a senior software developer at Revelytix. My current task has been working specifically with the Matchup product, but I've also been getting to work with our Noodle web application. To start with, what I'm going to go through is just show you our current solution. This is just the beginning, and I started getting an understanding DRM only, I'd say, about a month ago, and the possibilities of actually integrating our Matches solution with that model and then pulling that into also the Noodle semantic wiki. So what we have here is the Matches application. It's just an Eclipse plugin, and what I've built in front of you is what you're seeing is a project. Two models and a vocabulary created from those models. The logical model and US customer DB are actually models of relational databases. Well, it's a representation. This is actually an XSD that was imported, but this is information you could imagine getting from metadata inside a relational database or an XSD for that matter. And I've taken that and gone ahead and created a match of vocabulary. So what happens is, in going through and creating the vocabulary, we actually go through and parse the terms, the metadata, the elements that exist in our match models, okay, and create a vocabulary or a set of symbols. And then, as much as we possibly can, we look up those symbols directly inside of WordNet and apply as many WordNet senses to those symbols immediately. So for each of the symbols that you see in this vocabulary, starting with account, well, I've defined it as program here. So starting with account, we've defined this as account, and you can see actual WordNet senses here. The other interesting thing about the vocabulary is that it provides a link back or a usage, okay, to the actual model element. So if you, I guess, think a little bit about the DRM here and the type of information we're trying to store, we've got some of that automatically, okay? There's data description, okay, when you're actually looking at the actual entities, attributes, the actual data that exists in your enterprise, okay? And then with the WordNet senses, you're automatically getting some data context. It's a little bit more than a taxonomy, as you heard about earlier today, but it meets the goal of what a taxonomy is, sort of a higher-level concept. So what we're doing is we're breaking down those models, turning them into representative symbols, these symbols are almost representative data of what's in your enterprise, and then applying an actual context to it or a semantic meaning to it. So you have a lot of data here that can be utilized in the DRM. So what we did initially, okay, is we just, in our own way, found an export process of just taking the vocabulary itself, exporting the symbols, okay, along with annotation properties, which is an owl property, okay? So you'll actually, in the exported process, you'll see these set of symbols and annotation properties for each of the semantic concepts, the WordNet synsets that are applied to it, and the usages. So let me actually go, and I've already exported the product. This is our Noodle application. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to take an exported owl ontology from Matchup and import it into Noodle. Log in here real quick. Okay. Just a quick overview of Noodle. Noodle is a wiki and ontology editor. It's broken down based on communities. So, like we were talking about before, communities of interest can actually come on here, start and create their own communities, and I'll show you a list of some of the ones we have right now. We have some example communities. There's an ANSI community. At any rate, groups of people come, start their own community, then they can create wikis and their domain vocabularies so people can all collaborate in the same area.
Could you please scroll down to the vocabulary work group since I mentioned that earlier, the one that we'll probably hopefully feature next, next month?
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I encourage all of you to look at this one because this is the one that we're hoping will be the focus of next month's meeting. And this is the one that we used in the rollout. There's slides in there that we'll call your attention to. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, so what I'm going to do is actually go into a sandbox community that I've created. This is for my own work. And I'm actually going to go ahead and import or upload the vocabulary I've created. So the source file is already on my desktop. And vocabulary name. And I'm not going to version it for this. Okay, what it does is it actually goes through and reads through the ontology, pulls in all the set namespaces, okay? And then what it does is it gives you a basis to start with for a domain vocabulary. So we've actually, like we said, we've gone through, imported metadata from your databases, created an example or somewhat of a representative vocabulary from the terms of things that actually exist in those databases. Then we can export and create OWL classes. And this is more of the business data we're talking about. So you can actually go through and define what your business terms are, okay? And if I come into, start with account, or ACCT, the way that we've exported it right now, okay, is you have a basic comment, a label, and then you have a set of annotation properties. So we pull it in as something that just says has concept definition right now. So these are actual WordNet synsets. There's also at the bottom, you can see schema references, as I've highlighted here. This will show you where it comes from, and actually it goes further into giving you some of the metadata from the actual XML schema that I've imported. Now, as you've all seen, and since you all know a lot about the DRM, this is probably isn't the best way to represent this information, and we realized that as we started talking internally about how we could go further in enabling this process. So what we've actually done is we've gone through and I've started a community. I called it the DRM, and I'll say right away that for the things that I created in here, I didn't want to put anything, I guess, specific to your groups because I was the only person really working on it. So, and I'm also going to say that since I wasn't in all the meetings and everything, let's just look at this, I guess, not thinking that I'm the expert on DRM or putting it together, but I actually went through the DRM 2.0 PDF file as much as possible, and I started out first with a wiki. So I created this community, and I said, okay, well, what do I know about the DRM? And I pulled in a lot of the information from the 2.0 wiki and broke it apart into the basic introduction text and the three main sections, data description, context, and sharing. The two parts that we're going to look at are specifically the data description, and I have a wiki page for that, and all the different concepts that you guys had in that section. So you had entities and attributes, okay? And for each of those, we'll go down to entity, there's just a basic wiki description. If you click a little further, I actually link directly into a vocabulary that I've created. This is a vocabulary within the DRM community that is a formal specification of what these concepts are. And it's based on OWL classes and OWL properties. So I've created an OWL class called Entity. Okay. The top part of this description, is nothing more than wiki text. So this isn't the formal semantics. This is another area of allowing you to just add any freeform text information about what you're talking about. But if we go further down, you can see the declared properties that I've created, and this is from the knowledge that I've gotten from the PDF that an entity has a description, it has an identifier, a name, it has a reference to a digital data resource, it has a relationship property with other entities, okay, it contains attributes, which is another class. So we've actually gone through and formally started creating what these actual concepts are. So the idea would be, okay, now once we have the DRM 2.0 in this case, or the DRM 3.0 up in its own community and its own formal vocabulary, or in this case just an ontology, I can then come work back from, I guess, the magic standpoint and say, okay, well, how can we integrate into this? So I've actually, if you go back to this vocab community, which is the community I've been working on, I've created a Matchit, and I called it Matchit Data Dictionary for my own use, but I've created another set of classes and properties that extend directly from the DRM vocabulary. So right away, we have a set of classes and properties that adhere to the specification that you guys have created. So what that means to me, though, is when I'm using Matchit, okay, I'm pulling in metadata from JDBC sources. So how do I map a JDBC source to what you have represented in the DRM? So I have things like tables, views, and columns. So start with table. And this is really basic. A table is a direct subclass of the DRM entity. It has a property of a foreign key with a value of another table. Well, let's see what foreign key actually is. I can click over to foreign key. Foreign key is actually a subproperty of the DRM relationship. So that's a relationship. So now we're completely extending from the DRM. So if you can imagine at this point, now this is in our implementation now, but instead of exporting into annotation properties for these concepts, or exporting into an annotation property that's just text of source information, I'll actually export a class, okay, with a direct property linking it to a DRM entity. Or in this case, it'll be a subclass of that. It'll be a table. But through subclassing, it is a DRM entity. And you'd have specific instance data, okay, for the data description section, and instance data for the context section. Let me go back to this. Through WordNet classes. So I've created something called a class called a synset, okay? And a synset is a direct subclass of DRM topic, okay? And topics belong to the taxonomies that we talked about. I also created a class called WordNet, which is just a direct subclass of DRM taxonomy. You can see here that a synset has, and we talked about this earlier today, has a hypernym and hyponym properties. A hypernym property is nothing more than a subclass of what I call a DRM topic relationship. In your diagrams, it's just called a relationship, but a topic relationship is nothing more than a property that relates two topics together. So in WordNet, you have hypernyms and hyponyms. So in our full export process, as far as I adhere to this Matchit Data Dictionary schema, I can create instance data for tables and views, okay, and directly relate them to WordNet concepts within this OWL schema, okay, that would automatically pull from the DRM reference model. So this schema that I have here, it's not what you have listed in the DRM, but it is a subset of the DRM. And in fact, going into a Sparkle query language, which is an OWL query language, you could then go into and query within Noodle the upper ontology and say, you know, I want to look for all entities with this certain identifier, all entities or columns or table or attributes with a certain identifier. Or you can go over to the topic section and you say, I want to search for a certain topic. Well, in searching for topics, because we've already subclassed these things, you're going to be immediately searching for things that I've defined within my ontology, and you get into that instance data. So this is a goal of what we want to get to, and I also understand that this is version 2.0, so we'd obviously want to make sure we'd adhere to 3.0, But I think this is definitely a practical solution to getting sort of bootstrapping the bottom, getting a data dictionary up and running and getting through it. Sorry.
Thank you. First question.
Okay, I want to congratulate myself on being fuzzy enough in writing data.